So how should reporters and sources manage secret information when we all must use communication tools that have no legal privacy protection? Nick Weaver is a senior researcher at the International Computer Science Institute in Berkeley, California. He wrote a piece for Wired this week titled, "Hear Ye, Future Deep Throats, This is How to Leak to the Press."
You have to buy a new computer because your existing computer has so many things that track you. You go to some network cafe far from your house, walk because, well, we have license plate readers now, open up the computer, create a new email account, email to the press, turn off the Wi-Fi on the computer, clear all the browser cookies, close the computer. And now this computer you only use to contact the press, only from locations far from home.
Okay, tell me how you deal with a phone.
Probably the best solution is what Julia Angwin of the Wall Street Journal suggested to me. Go to some random liquor store in a bad neighborhood.
Why a bad neighborhood?
You want bad surveillance cameras. A liquor store has an old camera. The VHS tape gets recorded over every day.
You also suggest that people pay cash.
Of course. Credit cards are traceable. Buy a couple of disposable cell phones. Turn them off and keep them off. One is for you. One you mail to the press. At a time written on the phone, you call the press from a location far from your home, far from where you work, talk what you need to do, and then when you're done, you destroy your cell phone and throw it away.
So how would you arrange for future meetings?
Oftentimes, you can just meet over the phone. As long as you're in a remote location and you keep the phone off at all other times, that phone can't be traced to you.
Dealing with cell phones and computers, these are all 21st century solutions to 21st century problems. But, as you note in your piece, there are old school solutions as well.
The U.S. mail is an excellent form of one-way communication. They don't record everything. If they're monitoring the recipient, even then they can only say this was sent from Berkeley or sent from Washington, D.C.
How about even older school? Talking face-to-face. It's easy for cameras to pick up license plate numbers, but there are also face recognition cameras.
Face recognition is actually much harder than license plate recognition and easy to screw up. Just wear a hat.
So, the U.S. mail, talking face-to-face, walking. Aren't they really going to slow down investigative journalism?
I think that is the point. We've had two administrations that view 1984 as an operations manual. This acts to dissuade future leakers.
1984, aren't you a little overwrought?
The surveillance apparatus that we've created in private industry would make Orwell ashamed. Companies you've never heard of are recording everything you do. All data that is just a subpoena away.
Nick, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Nick Weaver is a senior researcher at the International Computer Science Institute in Berkeley, California.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.